The UN says end it. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Marking 1 year since the invasion of Ukraine began, the United Nations General Assembly has called for Russia's withdrawal.
The non-binding resolution passing 141-7 with 32 countries abstaining, calling on Russia to end hostilities in Ukraine. Russia and Belarus voting down the resolution. Syria and North Korea also among the 7 countries voting against. Among the 32 abstaining, Venezuela, Iran, and China.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Even as the Biden administration warns Beijing against providing Russia with weapons, China's foreign ministry has issued a 12-point proposal to end the fighting in Ukraine, including a ceasefire, while also condemning the sanctions the United States has levied against Russia. The big winter storm that's buried several cities under heavy snow this week has mostly dissipated, but the effects linger. In Michigan, about 725,000 homes and businesses still have no power after Wednesday's ice storm.
Ice causes significant damage. So when you have an ice storm and it brings down large trees and large branches, it'll break utility poles and bring down wires. So the damage will take longer than normal to restore, and we will work through that.
Trevor Lauer, the president of DTE Energy, he says most customers should have their power restored by Sunday. The blizzard warning for parts of Los Angeles County continues. In the mountains east of L.A., several feet of snow is forecast between now and Saturday afternoon. It's been a schoolyard shooting in Philadelphia. 7 people hurt.
We have one 31-year-old that we know of, and then the remaining victims are all juveniles. And those ages range from 2 to 17.
Philly's Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw. Police were still looking for suspects. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow gained 108 points, NASDAQ up 83. Early morning Dow futures are trading about 65 points lower. America.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden's transportation secretary found his way to East Palestine, Ohio yesterday.
Nearly 3 weeks after the train wreck, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said he regretted not arriving sooner, but said he wanted to give the NTSB room to lead the investigation. Promising to hold rail carrier Norfolk Southern accountable, Buttigieg also called for stronger rail cars carrying hazardous material. And he took jabs at former President Trump, who preceded him into East Palestine by a day.
Any national political figure who has decided to get involved, I have a simple message, which is I need your help, because if you're serious about this, there is more that we could do to prevent more communities from going through this.
The NTSB chair also said there's no evidence of a defect in the track and no evidence that the crew or engineer did anything wrong.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The man who won the $2 billion Powerball jackpot is being sued by a man who claims he'd purchased that ticket. Jose Rivera says the ticket was stolen from him in California and he should be declared the rightful winner. That jackpot was the biggest in U.S. history. Lawmakers in Nevada say it's time to outlaw slavery in the Silver State.
The Nevada State Senate's joined the State Assembly in passing a resolution calling for a vote to drop a measure in the state constitution that allows slavery as punishment for crimes. The Abolish Slavery National Network says Nevada is part of about a dozen states pushing this year to get rid of slavery or involuntary servitude exceptions in their constitutions. Advocates have said the state laws allowing slavery could have legal implications today related to prison labor pay and work conditions. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Israel's government has granted approval for more than 7,000 new homes in Jewish settlements in the West Bank, defying growing international opposition to construction in the occupied territory. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.